Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a Net Control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a Net Controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right, this is KC2YXN. I'm going to hand the mic over, my net controller mic, to WA2U for obvious reasons. So everybody have a nice evening. I'm going to be clear.
Thanks, Kathy. It's WA2U, acting net control this evening. Picking it up, we'll look for a mobile, portable stations, perhaps you're out there mobiling around, or stations that might be short on time, you have to run off to another net. So we'll go with that first. We're looking for mobile, portable stations at this time, or low-powered stations, or people that are limited on their time. Please call WATU. Okay, nothing heard. We'll keep things moving, and I'll pause 15 seconds for EchoLink stations. Stations wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net through EchoLink, I'll pause 15 seconds. This is WATU. Okay, that's a nice lengthy pause, and now we'll go to regular stations, regular members, guests, anyone that's in listening range. All you have to do is have 146.655 with a minus offset, no PL required, just an amateur radio license. Stations wishing to join us this Friday evening.
KC2WI.
Recognize KC2WI. Good evening, Pete. Additional stations. I'm going to get out of here real quick. KC2WI. Pete, what's up? WATU. How was your day?
KC2WI, well, not a bad day. I intended to work all day, but yesterday was quite hot, and I kind of suffered through a lot of it in here. I can't remember if I went out. I might have gone out for a quick swim in the I don't even remember if I went, if I did that. But about 4 or 5 o'clock, I quit. I tried to quit a little early, but I had a few phone calls and whatever. And so I was racing a little bit. I went down to Boonville, took the bike and rode to Forestport, went for a swim, and came back to after the run get-together there with the towpath truckers. I really was pushing it a little more than I wanted to. I wanted to have a longer time to go swimming and actually go over to the other side of to where the boat launch is. It's a nicer spot. Well, I don't know if it's a nicer spot, really, but it's the sun's out there. Where I went was kind of, you know, end of the trees were a little too high. So I always like the afternoon sun like that. But I did take a swim and relax for a few minutes and rode back, and that really wasn't too bad. I jumped in the pool there at Erwin Park, and then actually, that's not the, you know, it's a little pond they made there, and the water kind of gets riled up and, you know, whatever. I guess it's like a pool, they chlorinate it, but to get together and chatting with people. I did up to the Moose River, take an evening swim, and that was quite nice. So I didn't, it didn't seem too bad. I got during the day, but and then of course this morning, I slept a little bit late, and boy, my legs are still a little tired. I was pushing it a little bit on the bike ride, but I wasn't planning to do anything. But about 10 o'clock, I said, you know, it's not too bad. It's going to be crummy the next couple days. I'm going to go out for a little morning exercise and go for a little canoe, which I did. And even though I lost 2 hours of work, I'm really glad I did because it was really nice. And of course, it didn't get too hot today. It says 85, but it never seemed bad at all. The house didn't get, because the sun didn't, it wasn't out bright and all. The house didn't get too hot, and it's 70 outside and 76 inside, so it's quite pleasant, a nice and quiet evening with the rain. And I got to take a trip unplanned, but I got a phone call late in the day tomorrow and do some work, so that's going to put me further behind in my to-do list, but that's okay. I'm going to make some, probably quite a bit of money because it's an urgent thing. Well, that's how things go here, and I'm still debating whether or not to go over to the Hamfest there in Cicero tomorrow, Sunday. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens on that. I checked into the New York State Phone Traffic Emergency Net this evening from the mobile as I was when I was up going to get some spring water, and a couple guys said they might be going to that, so it'll probably be pretty good attendance. Just see how the weather is, I guess. And I also checked out what improvement or not in the noise level here since I had the 80 meter or 75 meter antenna on, and sure enough, it's the highest S, it's like S5 in the mobile right here in front of the house, either side of the, it goes down. So I think we got a little bit of noise improvement out of the power line guys fixing, checking the insulators on the pole, but there's something else here, and I guess I might just have to knock on doors and ask people if they'd be cooperative, because it's very disheartening. KC2WI.
KC2WI in the Black Rose Valley Service Net. This is WA2U, your substitute net control for Friday evening. Pete sounds like you're busy. Boy, the rain's really coming down. Before I make any comments, let's see if there's any additional stations, anyone that would like to join us this evening. Unlike a lot of other repeaters, you need a PL. You don't need a PL to check into the Boonville repeater. All you have to have is 146.655 receive and 146.055 transmit. So, relatively simple. Any additional stations for the evening, the net this evening?
KC2NBU.
Well, good evening, Ray. How was your day?
Oh, hot and humid, but we got took advantage of that. I processed over 100 gallons of used vegetable oil today. I like using the sun to heat it up. It's a lot cheaper than using Niagara Mohawk to do it. And the hotter it is, the easier it is to filter. So we did over 100 gallons of that and got the lawn mowed too.
Well, because it looks like, well, this evening it's really coming down here. It's great for the garden, and I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow, but congratulations on that, and putting natural forces to work for you.
Yeah, we designed and put together a boiler that heats the house and makes hot water. So in the summertime we run it to heat the hot water for the car wash and for the house. And so we have to keep it fed.
cheapest fat and somebody that provided all the oil, they're getting fat too. Okay, very good, Ray. Appreciate your thoughts and comments today. And let's see if we have any additional stations. Are there any additional stations that would like to check in this evening? Perhaps you're up camping in the Adirondacks. First time you tuned in, this is the Black River Valley Service Net on 7 days a week, so at 9 p.m. every evening. Never concerned about numbers. It's more about quality than numbers. So if you'd like to check in and tell us about your camping experience, maybe you're listening for the first time, please call WA2U, your acting net control. Okay, I don't have any, I don't have a joke like Kathy's this evening, but let's see if there's anyone with, as Brian used to say, notes, news, or nonsense. Notes, news, or nonsense. Anything people would like to share that's time sensitive to the weekend? I've got a couple things unless somebody else mentions them. Let's see if anybody has anything they would like to share with the listening multitude. Okay, I'll mention, Pete sort of alluded to it, the Radio Amateurs of Greater Syracuse have their Ham Fest on Sunday at the Cicero VFW, and that's real easy to get to. There's not a lot of, you know, Ham Fest, you got to go this way and that way. If you can get on Route 31, it's almost like if you can find the throughway, you get on Route 31, just follow it right down through, you can get on Route 365, pick it up Vernon Verona exit, and get on 31, and just go through Bridgeport, and you'll get right into, you won't be able to get past the Ham Fest. If you're on 31, there's no way you can avoid getting to the Ham Fest. You got to cross Route 11. It's right across from the Cicero Post Office. So that's Sunday. And it usually turns out to be a relatively good Ham Fest. I've heard lots of comments, and people have really enjoyed themselves. So that might be a fun thing to do. Talk in frequency. Let me reset the timer. Go full reset. The talk in frequencies, you might want to try 146.910, 146.910 with a PL of 103.5. 103.5. So as they used to say, 3191. But anyways, you don't have to do that nowadays. So that's the W2CM repeater. They might be able to help. Or you may want to try 147.300, 147.300 with a plus offset. And that repeater uses a tone of 67 hertz. 67 hertz. So there's a couple frequencies you can try on Sunday to get to the Ham Fest. If you're going, make sure you take someone with you. If you're shopping for something new and you're not that familiar with equipment, you're looking for some digital stuff, it's always nice to have a second opinion, and if you can test the equipment out, that's even better, and always try to find the manual. People will tell you can get online, but very few things are free. Let's see if anyone has any questions or comments about the this information so far, and I'll continue with some additional information. WATU. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, in case you're just tuning in, mentioning a little bit of notes, news, and nonsense. Coming up Sunday is the infamous Boilermaker, and I guess it gets bigger and bigger every year. They're carrying that on Channel 2 on the TV, I guess it's 7 a.m. in the morning. There you go. I believe the frequency uses 146.76. Invite people to listen in. It is a controlled net, directed net, so if you're not participating, probably the best thing is just to monitor and listen. It's 146.76, and that's the Utica repeater, and that's for the Boilermaker. And you'll probably hear a lot of calls that you're very familiar with, but that's one of the big, huge public service events for amateur radio operators in that area. Okay, we'll make this the final call. Any final additional check-ins, any additional stations that would like to join us on this Friday evening for the Black River Valley Service Net before we close up shop, as they say. Please call WATU. Okay, nothing heard. I want to thank Pete, KC2WI, Ray, KC2NBU, Kathy, KC2YXN for kicking off the, doing the coin toss, getting the ball going on the field here. Appreciate the use of the repeater and all those out there listening this evening. At this time, it's WATU returning 146.655 back to other amateur service. WATU now clear. Everyone have a great evening. 7-3.
Is the repeater in use?
Good evening, this is KD2DXF, Matthew in Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2NBU repeater tonight. I am looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. Stations, come now please. This is Acton. This is Acton.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, a long time no talk. Got you in there. This is Acton, looking for any first stations. This is Acton, making a final call. Thanks, Ray, for your check-in. Thank you for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club producer, Peter, tonight. This is KD2DXF. I'll be back in that control to W2MO.